The financial debacle at Enron highlights an often overlooked risk that millions of employees face in their retirement funds. It's common for employers to load their 401k plans with shares of company stock, as much as 80% in some cases. If that share price plummets, as it has at Enron, employees stand to lose most of their retirement savings. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
With Enron stock in a free fall last week, top managers rushed to dump their shares while they still could. But many Enron employees either couldn't sell their shares or were too dazed to act in time. Bill Quinlan worked for Enron on its natural gas pipeline for 30 years before his employer became a high-flying energy trading firm with $90 stock. Quinlan thought the world of management until last week when he lost about $1.5 million from his 401k.
As good as they were to me for the 30 years, good benefits, salary, they had a great safety record, they treated us right, and I thought, well, I'll just stick with them, and I never in my wildest dreams thought something like this would happen. It's quite a shock, and I feel so sorry for all the people in the main office because there's a lot of good people. What happened, Lord only knows.
Enron stock has been trading at under $1. It's been estimated that the company pension fund lost a total of $1.3 billion. Edie Barshi, a Bay Area financial planner, says it's understandable that employees like Quinlan, who believe in their company, would want to own a lot of company stock. But Barshi says they are ignoring a cardinal rule of investing: stay diversified.
The obvious lesson of the Enron situation is not to have too large a concentrated position in any single company, even though the prospects may look very bright.
In the past few years, tens of thousands of internet workers also lost their shirts gambling on their employers' pie-in-the-sky promises. All the more reason, says Barshi, not to concentrate on one stock.
A rule of thumb that I use for most employees, now that doesn't mean a founder of a company necessarily, but for most employees, is that you don't really want to have more than 10% of your wealth in a specific situation.
At the same time, there are big rewards for employers who convince employees to buy company shares for their 401k plans. The stock stays in friendly hands, and many employers, including Enron, prohibit employees from selling until they reach a certain age. When employers match contributions in company shares, they benefit again, since that doesn't deplete cash reserves. The firm even reaps a tax deduction in the amount of the contribution. Little wonder that companies from Coca-Cola and Microsoft to Intel and Procter & Gamble load up on their own stock and employee pension plans. According to one estimate, nearly 30% of the assets of 401k plans nationwide are invested in company shares. The practice is perfectly legal, although attorney Eli Gottesdiener says it shouldn't be.
The law as written today, if you can believe it, takes the principle, thou shalt not have all thine eggs in one basket, and it literally exempts that principle from ERISA, the federal retirement law that governs all of these plans.
Gottesdiener says Congress should enact a strict 10% limit on the amount of company stock that can be held in a pension fund. He is also suing Enron on behalf of Bill Quinlan and 15,000 other current and former employees who lost their savings. Gottesdiener is alleging securities fraud, arguing that Enron kept pushing its stock on employees long after it knew or should have known that it was a bad investment. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.